Okay, strike meeting for May 5th, 2026 is in effect. Athletic physicals are coming up. That's one of the things we're working on right now. They're actually due back today from all of our students that need athletic physicals. And they what is the date they're set up to do it?
Friday.
This Friday they're doing the physicals here. So any student that's gonna that needs a physical has a chance to do it on our dime if they come in and do it on Friday. That's one of the things we're doing there. And then our cafeteria director is not here this morning. I don't believe there's any updates that need to be done in the cafeteria at this time. And Nurse Moon is here for health and her report.
We've recently completed the state reports for vision, hearing, and spinal screenings, and our health survey is also completed. Sending out letters for the 7th grade boosters for next year. They're coming out, and we recently had our pre-K roundup, and that went really well.
Okay, Ms. Hildebrand?
We are needing to still do a fire drill. We were supposed to do it last Friday. With the rain, we're going to have to reschedule that, so we're going to wait just a little bit longer because it looks like it's going to rain like this week as well, and our softball out. We are going to have to repurchase some items for the CATCH program supplies. This is going to be a K through 8 program that goes over nutrition, physical health, and it can be done within the social studies and science classroom. We have three options with the state. We have CATCH, the Great Body Shop, and there is one other one, Fire Star. CATCH is the lowest price and the most comprehensive at $3.99 for a year compared to the other ones that can be upwards of $800, and then one of them ended up being almost $5,000. So CATCH is the most comprehensive, and that's the one that we've used in the past. So if the track approves CATCH, that's the one that we'll purchase.
I think we all would approve that.
Yes.
CATCH supplies, okay. Mr. Gillis?
All the seniors have completed their cop interaction, police interaction, safety videos, which is required by the state. They also require at least some exposure, not necessarily CPR certification, but exposure to CPR, and they allow you to do that 6 through 12, and the seniors have completed that usually in their 8th grade year. We'll be taking the 8th graders to, it is called Pathway of the Pines. It is job, but it's also wellness related for kids. They have a lot of booths set up, and all the 8th graders will be traveling to St. Augustine for that.
All right, Coach Rollinson.
The only thing I have, I guess, is fitness gram. We're still getting data and get that from the coaches and PE teachers for the state. And let's see, Wildcat Challenge, we've completed that. The thermal run exercise program we have, and then let's see what they say, playground, one of the ladders was removed. It was dangerous.
Okay, that's all the answer.
Yeah.
Good. And Ms. Cooper.
We're good with transportation.
Okay.
We are rolling. And Sentinel and all the things for the seatbelts, so we're just waiting for the state to get back to us.
All right. Anybody got any other business to discuss? Okay, that's a wrap. Thank y'all.